This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Equality for women has come a long way, but still has a way to go, according to the 2012 Global Gender Gap Report. It's just been released. It ranks countries on the access women have to education, economic opportunity, healthcare, and political power. Sadia Zahidi is one of the authors of the report. She joins me now. Good morning, Sadia.
Good morning, Stacey. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So what exactly are the results of this study?
Well, there are several key messages coming out of the report. There are four countries in the world that have closed more than 80% of their gender gap, and these are the four Nordic countries, Iceland, Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Then all the way at the bottom of the rankings are countries like Chad, Pakistan, and Yemen, and these countries have closed just a little over 50% of their gender gap.
What exactly is the gender gap?
The way we're describing it is based on health, education, economic participation, and political empowerment.
Nordic countries topped the list. Can you put that in a little context for us?
In terms of economic participation, these are amongst the best countries in the world for providing the structures that allow families to combine work and private life. And then in terms of political empowerment, some of these countries have been at the forefront of using quotas and then doing so well with quotas that they've actually dropped quotas afterwards.
What is political empowerment?
We're describing that as women's participation in senior leadership and politics. So women in parliament, women in ministerial level positions, and then women that are holding the head of state position.
And finally, Sadia, how did America do?
The U.S. actually slips out of the top 20 this year and is at 22nd out of the 135 countries that we're covering.
Going in the wrong direction.
Definitely between last year and this year, there has been this change. And primarily that's driven by the changes in political empowerment. So the U.S. has obviously not had a female president, and so that's one area where obviously the U.S. doesn't do well. But even in terms of political empowerment in the sense of ministerial-level positions and women in parliament, the U.S. is below the global average in terms of women in parliament by having 17% of women in Congress as compared to the global average, which is 23%.
Sadia Zahidi is the co-author of the Global Gender Gap Report. Sadia, thank you.
Thank you very much.